Hello and welcome, everybody. You are listening to Together Forever. We look at a lot of the problems that married couples face, and strangely, how easy those problems are to be prevented. Mandla, what are we looking at today?
As we wrap up our series on respect, we're going to look at submission. I said we're going to run into scripture because many times as Christian men, we will go to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. And there we start quoting the Bible when it says, wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. Ephesians 5:22. We use this to get our wives to respect us and to get us to submit to us. But today I want us to notice a few things about that passage. First of all, God there is speaking to wives. He's not speaking to husbands. The passage does not say, husbands, tell your wives that I am saying they must respect you.
Okay.
Do you see the difference?
Yes.
The difference is that God is talking to the wives directly. He's not talking to them via us as husbands. And so we have not been asked by God to be messengers to our wives on the matter of respect. He's speaking to them directly. And sometimes we will go to this passage and try and demand submission. And many times, by the time we go to the Bible to demand submission, something has gone terribly wrong. There are other things that should have done that have not happened. There are other things that we should not have done that we have done. And now to try as a form of last resort, as a last defense, we go to the Bible. I want to make it clear to all those Christian men who are listening out today, one thing. God is talking to your wife in that passage. You may be listening in as a man. He's not talking to you. The next verses are going to be talking to you. When he says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loves the church, he's now talking to you. He's not talking to your wife. And I don't expect your wife to read that text to try and get you to love her, because he did not say, wives, tell your husband that I am saying they must love you as Christ loves the church.
Okay.
So let's leave God to talk to our wives directly. And let me tell you the advantage of that. When you come in as a husband to try and get your wife to submit to you, because that's what the Bible said, it seems to be between your wife and God. It becomes between you and your wife. And she will respond to that passage. She will respond to what God says to her, not on the base of what God says and not on the base of God's relationship with your wife. She will respond on the base of how she's relating to you.
To you, okay.
As a result, you will find that as the passage says, wives, submit to your husband as to the Lord. Do you know what the wives will say? You are not Jesus. Because they're dealing with you. But if you were to let God talk to them, they can't say to God, but God, you are not Jesus, so I cannot submit to my husband as I submit to Jesus. Let it be between your wife and God. Okay. Because in all of this, God is using his relationship with your wife. He's using what he's trying to do with your wife. He's using the way he's working with your wife to try and change her. Once you step in, you mess things up. Because it's about what you've done. It's about what you have not done. You will find that as a husband, you can say to your wife, the Bible says, wife, submit your husband as to the Lord. And then she'll then say to you, how can I submit to a man who doesn't love me? How can I submit to a man who does A, B, C, D, E, F, G? Once you step in, you mess things up for yourself. Let the Lord speak to your wife and stop using that text to get your wife to do what you want. Let's earn our respect. Yes, our position sometimes can get our wives to submit, but let's get that respect. You get better submission that way when your wife submits to you. And eventually when God speaks to her, you'll get it naturally. One other thing, when God speaks to our wives and says submit to them, sometimes we are worried as husbands because it sounds very weak, because we then ask, what happens when the wife doesn't submit? What is the punishment? What does God do to ensure that my wife submits? Well, he does the same thing to our wives that he does to us when he tells us to love them as Christ loves the church. The wives ask, how does God ensure that my husband loves me?
Will love me, yeah.
Simple.
Very good question.
He works with the husband's heart. He works with the wife's heart. And he does it in a way that doesn't force. And he does it in a way that brings about complete change. Sometimes we can be impatient with God, but let's know one thing, he's effective. He may not work with our time frames, but he's effective. So don't step in. Don't try and hurry him. Don't try and be worried. Don't get worried that your wife is not going to listen to God. God is working with her the same way he works with you as a husband. Don't be worried about that. Don't be worried about time frames. Let God work with the wife. And when he's working with her, in time, you will see that change. In time, you will see her submit to you because God said so. And when she gets to that point, it will no longer be about how wise you are as a husband. I get questions from wives that are saying, how do you submit to a man that's just foolish? How do you submit to a man who's irresponsible? And those questions are being asked by women. And when you say, but how can you say that about your husband? She says, no, I can back it up. And then she comes up with statements and instances where she can back up her statement. But once God has convinced her to submit to you, she will submit to you not because you are wise, but because God says so. She will submit to you as an act of worship to God in spite of what you as a husband do. So if you ever wanted complete submission to the Lord from your wife, make sure that she has a good relationship with the Lord. So I want us as husbands, in order to get the respect and the submission we want from our wives, let us invest in our wives' relationship with God. Let us invest in our wives being faithful to God. Because as our wives grow spiritually, as they grow in their religious walk with God, you will find that they become better wives. And don't try and come in and make this about you. Keep it about your wife and her relationship with God. And it's amazing what that can do to your marriage.
Wow. That is another good note to end it on. Guys, it's simple. A lot easier than you think. And it's all centered around having a meaningful relationship with God. And if you want to find out how you can build and nurture this relationship, later on in the program, we'll give you an address that you can use to write in. But we still have a lot more tips to come in future. So continue listening to us. Until next time, I am Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lupondwana.
God bless.